Shur Mem Dalet and Baba Basra, Chof Dalet Tevi Seitov Shur Mem, January 13th, 1980, and Sunday continued.
We have to mention it, Pussy, about that. But it seems to me that this memory also has reference to the mitzvah of tzedakah that is incumbent upon a tzaddik. Now, because what a person might say, what kind of a big thing is it when I contribute to towards the communal tzedakah fund? How much do I give? So, now, and I think that when you want to say the Gemara said, "When you are malim now on matzmei losings, shlishi sa shekel b'shon. Shenema ve'amadnu oleinu mitzvays, losis oleinu shlishi sa shekel b'shon. La'abid is this okay?" So the Rambam mentions that la'alach. The Rambam mentions it. The Rambam mentions it la'alach. So what kind of a thing is it? I mean, first of all, we learn it out from the Shlishis HaShekel for the Berakah Bayis. So what bearing does it have upon Tzedakah L'Ani? All right, so that's no kasha. But it seems strange, I mean, that insofar as the mitzvah that is incumbent upon Yochid is concerned, there should be a shiur of the Shlishis HaShekel. It seems strange, because one of if a person is able to give, he has the means. So he's mechuyev to give at least a tenth, and according to the Rambam, a fifth of his income. And if he's a person without means, so then he's not mechuyev to give it even a tenth, because there's a loch of chayla chokeini. So in other words, if as a result of giving a tenth, or even a hundredth of his income, so he will not have enough for his necessities, so then there is a law of Hayah HaKeini. And if he will have enough, so he will be Yitzeh with the Shlishis HaShekel. I mean, it's ridiculous. That he will be Yitzeh with the Shlishis HaShekel. So if he has enough to give more than the Shlishis HaShekel, he will not be Mikayim the Mitzvah with the Shlishis HaShekel. So when do we have the Shiur of Shlishis HaShekel? If he only is holding the pauper, the biggest pauper, so collect, so he's mechazar lapsochim. So he is not the kind of mitzvah tzedakah if he doesn't give at least the shlishis hashekel. So as far as the mitzvah of Yochid is concerned, so money share. If he is able to give, so he has to give at least a tenth or a fifth. And if he's not able to give, because it will interfere with the provision for his own needs, for his own necessities, he's not going to give one penny. Why should we have to give a shlishis hashekel? There is a loch of hayaki. The answer is, this has reference to the mitzvah that is incumbent upon the tzibur. So what does it mean, incumbent upon the tzibur? I mean, you only can collect from the individuals. The individuals constitute the tzibur. So in other words, everyone must participate in that mitzvah of tzedakah by the tzibur. Everyone must participate. No one can exclude himself. Even if he's the biggest pauper, who has no money, who every penny he has to collect, he's also required to contribute to the communal tzedakah fund. Otherwise, he'll be mivatei on the mitzvah that is incumbent upon the tzibur. Because the mitzvah that is incumbent upon the tzibur has to be realized by the yechidim. Ein bichlal ol mashe miprat. I mean, how can that mitzvah be fulfilled? And we don't say that the mitzvah that is incumbent upon the tzibur has to be fulfilled only by the Hashem, by the weak Jews, not by the poor Jews. No, everyone is a member of the tzibur. So just as So, in regard to Machzis HaShekel, so there is Aloche, Hosho Yahweh, Valvoi, Adom Yamit. But here, in the mitzvah of Stoken, in the Kovet HaMetzivo, there is no Aloche of Hosho Yahweh, so of course, everyone has to give Kifim Omeide. But the Aloche is that even the biggest pauper cannot exclude himself. So this is the Aloche, that what must he give? Suppose he's a pauper, he doesn't have anything. So, L'chol HaPoches, he has to give Shlishis HaShekel Bishono. And if he doesn't give a Shlishis HaShekel Bishono, so he is mivatel his participation in the mitzvah of Tzedakah that is incumbent upon the tzibur. So, this is what Ule said. Ule mishakei sholchosei diyume mishmei de rablezer. Ma, so, masio yinze kol klipo uklipo mizdarefes l'siroyim godu avzboke kol puto uputo mizdarefes l'chaypov. And that's why this is mentioned right after the aloche of Leilo Malvina or the Matzvim Rosh Shlishis HaShekel Bishono. In other words, to advise us, this pasuk tells us that even a pauper has to participate in that mitzvah. So you ask, what significance is it? The answer is, let's say, suppose if Chas V'Shalom, all Jews have been Anim, but if every Jew who is an Anim would do his share, so then it would be Mitzvah V'Chashim God. So in Mele, it is incumbent upon every Yochid, even the biggest Anim in Israel, to participate in the Mitzvah of Tzedakah of the Tzedakah. Alright. Am I calling Ule Mishachi Shalchos in Yimei? Die Bäume näher Rabadam be Baram im Rav Sheish. Minay im Zeiro im Meisipuri she mitam yodom. Now, we have Aruch of Mitzeiro. So, we have it Mitzeiro be Mechavute. And then, the Torah says that if he was cured of leprosy of the Tzoraz, so then there is a whole procedure. Vaidam Rav Sheva Meishonim. Zeis Tietir Satsiro Bim Torosim. Vihu Malaki So, he was already cured. So, he doesn't become Toya just because he was cured. There is a whole procedure. So, he has to bring the two tzipores. And then it says, V'yizal amitayir natura asheva pomen v'tiyare v'shivach es hatzipir ha-chayot ne'azore v'chives amitayir et kodok v'gilach es kol sorei v'roch as mamayim v'toy v'achayob el amachne v'yosh v'chus lo yish v'shom. So after he was tevel himself from the tzoras from the tzoras v'mei chalute, so he's still tamei. And he has to count 7 days, and he has to count 7 days, and then on the 7th day he has to be Migaleach as Kolsore, Viroch as Kolsore Bamayim Vitoya. That's the second time, the second filler. One filler takes place immediately upon being cured from leprosy. And then he has to count 7 days, and 7 days he has to realize the Ruach, and he has to have a filler. And then on the 8th day, after he was cured from the Tzoraz b'michlute, so from the Mitzvah Rechot, so he has to bring components on the evening. So the Adim that apply to a Mitzvah b'michlute, actually you have 3 stages. You have a Mitzvah b'michlute. So let's say that's at the beginning of Tazria. So in other words, if the Kohen looks at it and he sees a white spot on the skin, so then he has to be shut out for 7 days. And then, if at the end of 7 days it is shofar, that it spread, or there is a mare or seer lovon, so then the Kohen declares him that it's a rei muchlet. And if, let's say at the end of 7 days it subsided, so then the Kohen declares in the story, suppose it didn't subside, but it didn't spread, and there is no seyalobon, so then he shut up his musgeah for another 7 days. And then, after the second hezgeah, so either he is declared as a mitzvah muchlet, or he is declared a story. Suppose the Torah spread and there is a Seir Ovon, so then it's declared as a Mitzera Mochon. So first we have a stage of Mitzera Hezger, and then we have a stage of Mitzera Mochlet, and then once he's cured of the Torah, so he has to bring the Tzipelim, and he has to be Tevil, and then he has to count 7 days, and then on the seventh day he has to be Galeach as Kol Sorei, and he has to be Tevil again, and then they bring the Kabbalahs. So Rashi says, as far as the Mitzvah Mukhlet is concerned, so there was no Shaila. Not only there was no Shaila. So we know that the Mitzvah Mukhlet is Mitami Odom, and we know the Mokeh, the source for this Aloha, that the Mitzvah Mukhlet is Mitami Odom. Because the Mitzvah Mukhlet is Mitami Be'er, so it's certainly Mitami and Odom al Dimagi Mitzvah Mukhlet. And we know the Mokeh because there is a Pasuk that tells us that he is Mitami Be'er. So Mele, that Pasuk certainly implies that he is Mitami Magi. But the question is in regard to a Mitzere B'mei Sipure, after he was cured of the leprosy. So he was cured of leprosy and he already was stable. But it's in the 7 and 8 days that he has to count. So the question is that kind of material who was already cured of the leprosy and who was already tabled and who already brought it to Tzipel, and it's in the 7 days of Mesipure, if he touches an odor, does the odor become Tomei? So Rabbi Chaim didn't ask Rabbi Yishez, does is it Tomei? He asked for the source, but he didn't ask Hayim Mitzayob Meisipure Mitami Odom. He says, Minayim Mitzayob Meisipure Shemitami Odom. So Tesis points out, because it's a Mishnah before Eshes and Keli, Ovi Satumi Sasheret Veshevazera Unveile Vitom Mes Umitzayob Meisipure Hari Umitami Odom Vikeli Mimadi Uplicheret Beazo. So it's a Mishnah before Eshes and Keli, that a Mitzayob Meisipure, after he was cured of the Torahs, and after he was stable for the Torahs, so he is still Mitami Odom al Dimagi. So he didn't ask whether he is Mitami, because the Mishnah says so. But the question is, how do we know? How does the Mishnah know? So this was the question that was raised by Rav Chagbe from Rav Sheshes. How do we know? Not whether he is Mitami, but how do we know that he is Mitami? Minayim Tzeyo Mesipur Yishe Mitami Odom. So Rashi said, Mesipur Yishe Mitami Odom. So Rashi said, Mesipur Yishe Mitami Odom. So that's the Mokeh. That person that tells us he's Mitami Be'er certainly implies that he's Mitami Odom Magi. But a Tzeir of Mimei Sipure is not Mitami Be'er, but we see from the Mishnah that he's Mitami Odom Magi. How do we know it? Where is the Mokeh for it? Where is the source? This is what he inquired from Rav Sheshes. So, Omoleit, Rav Sheshes said, Hoyimu Mitami Godi Mitami Odom. Since he's in Tami Godim, so he's in Tami Odom. The Ovaim Ashri, how do we know that he's in Tami Odom, Mitami Godim? Because the Torah says, Vayim Ashri, we keep his God. So on the seventh day, in the Yemei Sipure, so we keep his own God. So that means that his God became Tomei. So from this Pasuk, we also learn out that he's in Tami Odom. That's the Mokhi. So this is what Hashem said. So Rabbi Chagbe said, Omalei, dume bechiburim shah. Do yisit nevele, de mikamim godim, veinei mitami odom. So that's Rashi's skills, and Rashi's skills. That Rabbi Chagbe said to Rashi, he says, no, you cannot learn out from the fact that the Torah says, we give his godom, that the Mitzvah Misipur is mitami godim, so he's also mitami odom al demagi. Maybe he's not mitami odom al demagi, but they are the chibis godom, that means the godom that the Mitzvah Misipur was wearing. So that's a special aloha that's called tuma bechiburim. So that is tomei. But if the Mitzvah Misipur touches an odom, maybe it's not tomei. And according to Rashi's pshat and Rashi's yoseh, so Rabbi Chagbe said to Rav Sheshes, this pasuk of the chibis godom only tells us that is mitami godim bechibur. In other words, the godim that he is wearing, that is mitami. But that he is mitami and odom whom he touches, maybe he's not mitami. Maybe he's not mitami. And maybe if he touches other godim, not the godim that he's wearing, maybe that the godim that he touches is not mitami either. So the whole, he's in the veil, if if somebody carries a nevele, nevele is mitamei b'mas. So if somebody moves a nevele, so the person who carries the nevele becomes tamei, and the bgodin that he is wearing also become tamei. So we see that there is a special chore that applies to the bgodin that a person wears, but that does not mean that. But let's say if somebody is masik nevele, and the one who carries nevele will touch another person. Not while, so it will touch another person. Even while he carries the nevele, it will touch another person. So the other person will not become tomei, and mimele, and so also, so he will not become tomei. Do yis nevele kam godim tamei odo. So he says, tumei b'chiburi. So Mele, from the fact that the Torah says in connection with the Tzion Nisipure that the Kibbutz Godov, we should learn now that it's Mitami Odom in Maga also. Omorei Sheret Behedik Sidney, or Yish Hashemika Bechol Sheret. Now, the question is, why so? Rashi himself was bothered. Why did Rav Achadbe have to give the answer to Rav Sheishe's Sheret Behedik Sidney, or Yish Hashemika Bechol Sheret? In other words, there is a special Tiros HaKosuk that if somebody, that if a sheretz touches Godin, if an Odom touches a sheretz, so he becomes stoned. Why so? Rav Achadbe didn't have to resort to that. Rabbi Chatbe could say, even if there hadn't been a pasuk, Oyish Asher Yiga Bechol Sheretz. So the fact that the Torah says that the sheretz is mitam godim, so we can learn out from that the sheretz is mitam godim also. Because when the Torah says that the sheretz is mitam godim, it doesn't mean godim that the sheretz wears. The sheretz doesn't wear any godim. So it means godin that the sheretz comes in contact with. So just as the sheretz contaminates, defiles the godin that he touches, the sheretz, so the mele, so the odom that the sheretz comes in contact with should also be mitame. So but we could not learn out what Rav Achadbe said at first to Rav Sheishes from the fact that the Torah says in connection with the godin that it's material misipure becomes tomei, that's no raya, that the odom that the material misipure touches becomes tomei. Because from that posik we couldn't even learn out that the godin that the material misipure touches, not the godin that he wears, but the material misipure, if he touches godin, we couldn't learn out from the fact of the kibbutz godin that just because the Torah says that godin that the material misipure wears his tomei requires kibbutz, that the godin that the material misipure touches also requires kibbutz. Mashinkin here, the Torah says that the godin that the sheretz touches becomes tomei. So we could learn out an analogy that the odom that the sheretz touches also becomes tomei. Why did he have to resort to the fact that there is a special pasuk? So Rashi says, Rav Achadbe could have said that, but he had the better talents to refute Rav Sheishes, because there is an the pasuk explicitly spells it out. So then he says, Elo Sheikh Mazera, the Mitama Odom Nolon, Lav Mishim Dehoyo, Mitama Godi, Mitama Odom, Omele Sheikh Mazera, Name Behedek Sirve, O Yish, when Abis is a Negea. Now let's see the Rashi. שיח וזרע מטעם גודל, חובה נוחבירה שלו שיח וזרע, ואין אקסיבי, הו הדין העמידה ומוצל, מפרח, המוצל מפרח, means, really means, that רב אחד בקוד אבנצר, רב שישס, מפרח means, he could have refuted רב שישס, by saying, דו תומס גודל מטעם לו גודל מי סיפורי, דו גודל לא עלה בגיעו עם גושר את זה, ותומס מגיעו, אבל דעדים במי קומי סיפורי, because the post expels it out. So, oh, you're not going to say, Yochan Tani Misa was living in Rav Shem Gibbs was at Omeo Inch. So what happened here? Rav Shem Gibbs, like Rav Chaim inquired from Rav Shem Gibbs, how do we know from the Torah that the Mitzvah Misipure is Mitam Yodom, Alimani? So Rav Shem Gibbs said one thing with one Mokeir, and that was refuted by Rav Chaim. Then Rav Shem Gibbs wanted to mention another Raya, another Mokeir, and that again was refuted by Rav Shem Gibbs. In other words, Rav Shem Gibbs had chlishes at us, because he tried to mention two Mekeres, and both Mekeres were refuted by Rav Chaim. So he suffered chlishes at us. So, but that wasn't all. Adalei b'bdechusi, when Rav Chaim refuted Rav Shem Gibbs, there was nothing wrong in Rav Chaim refuting Rav Shem Gibbs Mokeya, because Taylor will be doing it on his list. So, just because Rav Shem Gibbs mentioned it, but Rav Chaim felt that that was not sound, so he refuted it. There was nothing wrong in that. But when Rav Chaim refuted Rav Shem Gibbs, so he didn't smile on me. And that was a wrong. That was an error. So he should not have refuted with a smile. So, Adalim ibn Hussein. Cholash died in Rav Shem Gibbs. So Rav Shem Gibbs felt hurt. He didn't feel hurt because he was refuted. I mean, he had to refute. But he felt offended. He felt offended and hurt by the fact that he answered him. He refuted it with a smile. In other words, it appeared to Rav Shem Gibbs that Rav Chaim enjoyed showing a refutation of Rav Shem Gibbs' memory. So he had chlishes hadas, so he felt slighted, Rav Shem Gibbs. So, chovash daita Rav Shem Gibbs, ishtak, Rav Chaim barami. So, as a punishment against Rav Chaim for smiling, for coupling his refutation of Rav Shem Gibbs' mokeir with a smile, so he became mute. Rav Chaim, he was nerech, and he forgot his learning. And the Iskat Amudei, Rav Chaim forgot his learning. As he may, so, according to Rashi, as he may, the mother of Rav Shem Gibbs, she was an unusual woman. So you see how upset she was. She wasn't the mother of Rav Chaim, she was the mother of Rav Shem Gibbs. But she was so upset and so tormented by the fact that Rav Chaim became mute, speechless, on account of the wrong that he did to her son, that she came to Rav Shem Gibbs and she pleaded with, she asked Rav Shem Gibbs that Rav Shem Gibbs should be mispalel for Rav Chaim. So she asked Rav Shem Gibbs that Rav Shem Gibbs should be mispalel for Rav Chaim, and Rav Shem Gibbs was preoccupied with his learning. She cried before Rav Shem Gibbs. She wanted Rav Shem Gibbs should be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of Rav Chaim. Tzofre le'ashgabe. So Rav Shem Gibbs' own son didn't pay attention. So she lost the control of herself because she was so upset. So she, for a moment, she even lost contact with reality because she was so upset about the fact that Rav Chaim was mute, was speechless, because of the wrong he committed against the son. So, for the moment, she lost control over herself, and in order to prevail upon her son, that he should give up his learning for the moment, and be mispalel for Rav Chaim, so she did something very embarrassing for her. So, Amalei, Chose Lahan Chaim, the Matzis Minayi, Rav Shem Gibbs was her son. So when he was a baby, so she nursed. In the time of Chazal, so they didn't have the bottle feeding. So she nursed Rav Shem Gibbs. So in order to prevail upon Rav Shem Gibbs, that he should interrupt his learning once and pay attention to her, because Rav Shem Gibbs didn't even know what she was crying about. She was so absorbed in learning. This is how the Chasam Sefer explains this Gemara, because the question arises, how is it that Rav Shem Gibbs didn't pay attention to the mother? The mother was crying, and he was not paying attention. He was not paying attention. So that was so. The Chassam Sefer says that Godel Talmud Torah Mikibud Avim. The Gemara Megillah says Megillah Daf Yudalet. So Rav Shimshes was involved in learning, so he didn't pay attention to his mother. So in order to divert his attention from learning, she momentarily she did something embarrassing. She lost the control over herself. She was so upset about Rav Chaim's condition, and she uncovered her breast. And she said to him, "Look at my breast that you nursed when you were a baby, and you're not even paying attention." So at that time, so he diverted his attention from learning. So then he became killed. Anyway, so according to Rashi, this is how the Gemara, this is why Rabbi says, "Hai Milsin Shtoyo Ule," and Ule has reference for Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was the one who mentioned the memory Mishmei Rablezer of Ayu Bas Doko Kisiroi Leimaloch. So why was Rav Sheshes called Mishani Shorchas Adime? The young man who drove his mother crazy, because she acted in a crazy way, in a very embarrassing way. So she did it because of her devotion to Rav Chaim. So that's why it's called Mishamish Ochasidim, according to Rashi. So then now the Gemara says, Udaasimalo. But anyway, the Gemara didn't finish. Rav Chaim inquired from Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes asked to the Mokeh that the Mitzvah Misipure is Mitami Yodom Mimagi. So Rav Sheshes tried to mention the Mokeh and that was refuted by Rav Chaim, and then Rav Chaim was punished very severely because he smiled while he refuted Rav Sheshes Raya, Rav Sheshes Mokeh. So, but what is the Mokeh? Ude Asimalom Menolom? Now this is well established that the Mitzvah of Nei Sipure is Mitam Yod Mimagi because it's a Mishnah in Kelim. But the question is, where is the Mokeh in the Torah? So where is the Mokeh? So Ude Asimalom Menolom Kentani. Rashi Yechoyim Meir Nema Kim Zgodim Nei Sipure. Vinema Kim Zgodim Bemichelute Mal Halo Mitam Odom Avkan Mitam Yod. Now. Let's see the cases. Minayim tegod meisipure shemitam yodam. It's a very difficult case. The Maram explained. Pshitamon de mitam. It's not the rachad behed any sveikis as to whether it's mitam yodam. So pshitamon de mitam. Kintnam berish misachas kelim. Oves atumes asheretz v'shechvazera umbeiva mitomemes umitzeva de meisipure. Harim umitam yodam amitam yodam mikelim bimage uklicheres biavim. Ukar boyim nolom de mitam. So that was he didn't ask. Hayim mitzeira b'meisipure mitam yodom. But minayim, in other words, this is well established. There is no doubt that the mitzeira b'meisipure is mitam yodom b'magi. But where is the mokeh? Bishle le mitzeira b'meichalute. So there is a pasuk that says that it's mitam b'eya. So certainly mitam b'magi. But mitzeira b'meisipure is not mitam b'eya. But imagine we see the Mishnah Kelim says he is mitame. Where is the Mokeh in the Torah for that aloche that Mitzvah Misipure is mitame? Okay. Ukar boyim minolon de mitame. Doksi. So ukar boyim minolon de mitame. So if thesis had finished here, it stopped here, so there wouldn't be any difficulty in the thesis. But the trouble is the thesis didn't finish here. Ukar boyim minolon de mitame. Doksi virochas b'mayim v'tir, mashma d'beise tfilo nita. What does this mean? Why does this add this pasuk? Doksi virochas b'mayim v'tir, mashma d'beise tfilo nita. Now, v'tavir al-shem v'sholim, zeis ki yetir samtziro v'im torosik, v'ubol ha-keim, v'yot ha-keim, v'tonachne, v'ro ha-keim, v'imir poneg ha-toras mi-atzor. So, until he is cured of leprosy, so he has a din of Mitzvah Cholot. Mitzvah Cholot is not only Tamei Yodom Magir, But he's mitame aldeir. In other words, if another person or any kelim will be in the same room with the mitzvah cholut, so the kelim or the odom will be in the same room with the mitzvah cholut, will also become tam. Will also become tam. So, but then that's the mitzvah move. And then the Torah says that the tziva akeir lachamtai shetzipon chayis tevei tzeres shetzmas veizei. And then there's a whole procedure. And then v'chibes amitai es godol v'gilach es kolzore v'roch as mamayim mitoi. So this is the pasuk that the thesis mentions. Ukar boi minolo limitami doksi v'roch as mamayim mitoi mashma de beisitri lamita. Why does thesis mention that pasuk? Thesis could have stopped. Ukar boi minolo limitami, period. Why does he have to say the oksiv roch mamayim mitoi mashma de beisitri lamita? The answer is because Tate says, now Tate says, have in mind what Rashi says, that the Abaye by Rabbi Chanan was as to the Mokir that the Mitzvah of Sipur is Mitame B'Magi. But as to the Mokir that the Mitzvah of Michalute is Mitame B'Magi, he didn't ask because there is a Mokir that is Mitame B'Magi, Allah has come with Hano B'Magi. But Mitzvah of Sipur is not Mitame B'Magi. So, but B'Magi is, where is the Mokir? So the question arises, how does Rav Chadbe know that the Mitzir of Misipure is not Mitame Be'er? Maybe the Mitzir of Misipure is also Mitame Be'er. Since we know there is a posik that says that the Mitzir of Mechute is Mitame Be'er, and the posik tells us here that the Tume of the Mitzir is not poka as a result of the leprosy being cured. Because there is a whole procedure. He has to bring to the payment, and he has to do this, he has to do that, he has to count 7 days, and on the end day, he has to bring kabbalas. So maybe a mitzvah of Meisipure is not only mitame b'magi, he's mitame b'ya also. Since we have a possibility that a mitzvah of Mechalute is mitame b'ya, so, and Rav Chadbe only asked, how do we know that the Mitzvah of Meisipure, that, so the Be'er is not Mitame, but B'Magi is Mitame, and that's a Mishnah Mefreshes. What's the Mokeh for that? Maybe he continues to be Mitame, he Be'er. So maybe we don't have to ask for the Mokeh that is Mitame B'Magi, because since there is a Mokeh that is Mitzvah of Mechalute, is mitame be'er, maybe he continues to be mitame, the same tume, continues, after he brings the tutsipeyer. So then there is no shayle, how do we know that he's mitame magi? Because perhaps the tume seyer continues until the whole procedure is complied with. So Teitze says, no, because the Torah says that he brings tutsipeyer, immediately as he is cured from the leprosy, he brings to Tzipeirim and he has the Shech and so on, and he has to be Kazoye, and then Virochas Mamayim Mitoye. So he becomes Toye. So that means that the Tume, the original Tume of Mitzir Bicholut was reduced to a minimum, because if the Mitzir Bicholut continues to be Mitame with the same rhythm of Tume, even Be'er. So how can the Torah say Mitoya? If the Torah says Mitoya, that means he doesn't have that Chayva Tume that he had before. Because the Tvile Bamayim was Mafkia the Tume. But it doesn't mean it was Mafkia the Tume altogether. Because if it would be Mafkia the Tume altogether, it wouldn't be Mitabi or Mimagi either. The fact that the Mishnah in Kelim says that he is mitami odom image shows that even the tefillah that takes place after he's cured from the leprosy, so is not machia odom. So why? What does the Torah say in Bitoel? It means it reduces the tumah, but he's not Torah completely. And in what sense is he still tumah? in the sense that it can be mitame odo mimage, but it cannot be mitame beya, but mimage can be mitame. And the pshat of the Toya is that he's not mitame anymore. Once he stay there, after he's cured from the leprosy, he cannot be mitame there. Cannot be mitame there. But and what does mitoya mean? That he is not mitame beel, but he's mitame mimage. So the question is, and when will he be toya even from the capacity of being mitame mimage after the second tefillah? After the second tefillah, because on the seventh day it says again mirochas etzor b'mayim mitoya. So between the first tefillah and the second tefillah, so the tume is poka and is reduced to a minimum, but there is some tume left, and this minimum tume that is left is capable of being mitame odom mimage. So the question is, where is the body? This is how the Maram explains this. Do you see the veil mitame body mitame odom? Lab mishum dechutum echupuri. So, my time, lab mishum dechutum echupuri mshan, that's Rashi's verse. Pirush HaKuntres, the mitame yod godim shulobush, vikosh of ribom, the pteraskini pash vayim ashmini imar, vishem mitame atum kelim, ava gav deshaya bolim vimushe, vimai pukod of lo odom utlichere shnei yebehen, elo vada mitame godim isho shemei tzit, apilo yilobush behen. So there is a machlekin between Rashi and Teisves and ribom. According to Rashi, so the aloche of the Yitzit Nevele is mitame godim momi means godim chubor. In other words, if I would carry a Nevele, let's say suppose that I have a box on my shoulder, and in the box there is a Nevele, and I carry that box on my shoulder. I don't touch the Nevele, but I carry that box. So I carry the Nevele. So the Nevele, I become tome. So according to Rashi, not only do I become tome, but the godim that I am wearing also becomes tome. But suppose I carry a box on my shoulder. In the box there is a nevele. And then, while I carry the nevele on my shoulder, I touch the godim. I touch. There is a godim on the table. And as I am in the course of carrying the box, okay, the nevele in it, I come in contact. I touch a beged or a kelim. So that beged will not become tummy. Only the godim I'm wearing will become tummy. The godim I'm wearing in the course of my hasote of the nevele will become tummy. But the godim that I'm not wearing, that I just touch while I'm in the process of carrying the nevele, will not become tummy according to Rashi. According to the Rivon, the aloche is of hisik nevele mitami godim. Not only the godim that the carrier, the person who carries the nevele, wears the kantame, but even the godim that the carrier of the nevele touches while he carries the nevele, also the kantame. But suppose I carried a nevele, and then I put it down the nevele. After I put down the nevele, I touch a beged. That beged will not become tome even according to this. But so he says, ואין במאי קוד מקוד אותו לא דמות לחרש שנתיה בה אלא בעד אם תנו קוד משהו שמעמיסי אפילו אין לו בשבה וכי מה שמה מניקום הר אלא מה אתה שרת אם תמו עוד המנורות so Rashi was bothered by this reputation by Rabbi Chabbe said that there is a special dress akosa but we couldn't learn it out from the fact that he's mitamik godi but So the Kashi is Rashi himself says, but over there, if there is a post, the Pasuk tells us that the sheretz is mitamid godim. It doesn't mean the sheretz is mitamid of godim that the sheretz wears. Since when does the sheretz wear godim? But it means the sheretz is mitamid godim that the sheretz touches, that the sheretz comes in contact with. So from that we could learn out by way of analogy, just as the sheretz is mitame the godim that it comes in contact with, so the sheretz is mitame an odom that it comes in contact with. So why didn't Rabbi Chabbe say that? So Rashi said, in Rambam, Rabbi Chabbe could have given this reputation, but he had a better reputation. He said there is a special pasuk that explicitly spells out that the sheretz is mitame odom al-mimage. But according to Tainz, so Und wenn ich mal komme mal die Scherz, dem Tamod im Nolo, lau mich nicht damit mit Tamod im Name. Wie komme ich in Bohnen, wo du schlobisch, mein Porch mich Scherz, wo ich habe, wie ich hier aus dem, wo es um Bade, auf den Norden im Godi. Wie mir alle Wort, wo ich Goras mich in Bohnen, er hoch ich Goras. Wie die Umwort, du machst Godi, Schan, tei da do masi ki vele, di mitami godi ni mitami odo, vele gasino mai taini lav mi shi mitume vichibur mshane, vele mahadero shi nishchilu bintumas godi ni mitumas odo, vichim mashmad, iu guva loi kome boi alei, i mitami godi ni vikeli ni bimano. Ela odo moi, according to Rashi, so, that hisit ni vele is mitami godi, only means, the godi that the masi ki vele wears, but the godi that the masi ki vele touches doesn't wear, do not become tome, So, mainly that the shayne of Ravachadbe was only in regard, only, it was not only in regard to whether a tzeir misipule can be mitame and odom al dimage, but the same shayne applied to the case where a tzeir misipule touches godin that is not well. So, why we mention only odom? He should ask him, minayin in tzeir misipule, she mitame odom? Uminayinu imitzeirat meisipurei shenitamim godim shein elobush vayim. Because it's the same child. Why does Rabachadbe only spell out minayinu imitzeirat meisipurei shenitamim odom? He doesn't say minayinu imitzeirat meisipurei shenitamim godim shein elobush vayim. According to the Rebbe, it's no kasher. Because that Rabachadbe knew very well that imitzeirat meisipurei, if he touches godim, that is not wearing, so the godim become tummy. Because that we can learn out from the fact that in the same way as hisip nevele is mitami godim. And vein mitami. So we have a special zirasakosu, that one is masit nevele, if he touches godim, that is not wearing, so he becomes tummy, so the godim become tummy. So the same thing, gibtzir misipure. So if he touches godim, he also become tummy. Mashein kei of mitami odo, so mitzir misipure, when he touches an odo, and I mean a the one who carries an nevele. So if he touches an odo, while he carries an nevele, the odo doesn't become tummy. So efsha and mitzir misipure, if he touches an odo, it doesn't become tummy either. V'chei mashu v'gugur kumbo el mitami odo mikeinu mimagel haodo mo. Asi imi v'kobachi kamei. So Rashi says that it was the mother of Rav Sheishis who cried before Rav Sheishis' son. But the Rach says that it was the mother of Rav Achadbe. Pirishchar, the high name of Rav Achadbe, and they called Ulem Ishagi Shul Kadimei, Shegoram Nimelis Bazes Lifnei Rav Sheishis. So the question is, if it was the mother of Rav Achadbe, so how come that she nursed Rav Sheishis? So apparently, the mother of Rav Sheishis was not able to nurse the child. Maybe she was sick and she couldn't nurse. So then, the mother of Rav Sheishis had to hire the mother of Rav Achadbe. She was a nursing woman. She had her own children. So she nursed Rav Sheishis. So she felt. So the mother of Rav Achadbe was the one who cried before Rav Sheishis. And she felt that Rav Sheishis should feel indebted to her, because after all, she nursed him. She wasn't his mother, but she nursed him. So that's why she was so tormented by the pain and the suffering of her son, that she lost control over herself, and she acted in a humiliating, embarrassing way. V'hiyo yisvekir, v'kach oma, chazeh hanechadeh imotzis, Motznayim. And all the Rishayim explain the Gemara like Rach, not like Rashi. And the Rai is, because it's inconceivable that Rav Sheishis should not pay attention to his own mother. So if we say that it was the mother of Rav Achadbe, it's inconceivable. He was so involved in learning Rav Sheishis that he didn't pay attention. But that Rav Sheishis should, on account of his Talmudic. We come with Dvorim, Chomosh, in other words, so we learn, we make an analogy between Mitzvah Mechalutei, Mitzvah Vemesipurei. But we find differences between a Mitzvah Mechalutei and Mitzvah Mesipurei. A Mitzvah Mesipurei is not as hollow in its Tumen transmission as a Mitzvah Mechalutei. So maybe here too there's a difference. We come with more of the Chomei Mechalutei. When we come on vacation, by the time we should become the Muslim Mikma. Do kosa vitoya de mashman nit am khoy shoy mit khlo el dav kel hach nit ze gamme li fi shen shoy di lo da bikeli di kabun tume el mi avat all right so now there will be a prime in the more in Sahibu Basra, 2 weeks from today. It was supposed to be a week from today, but and because of the postponement of the Prime of Chazmichel, which is taking place tomorrow, so Mele, the Prime in Vobaska will be 2 weeks from today.
Shirmim Hei Mav Basra Chavav Teves Hei Tov Shin Mem
January 15, 1980 on Tuesday. Very strange and difficult. Oh my God, the Lord. God the Lord, he says, so this is explained. Yeser Mishachel Chamo Chemo Mimeisha Rabbeinu Bitkilos Viavol Gav Mimeisha Namo Rosu Tzedoka Biseisea Shemo Yisei Shok or Posa Kenisisko. So in other words, that Tzedoka Biseisea has the capacity of accomplishing something that Moshe Rabbeinu did not accomplish with his spirit on behalf of Paulus. So Moshe Rabbeinu did not accomplish it on behalf of all Israel. But here, the one who gives Tzedakah B'Seisea can accomplish it for himself. It doesn't mean he will not be able, the one who gives Tzedakah B'Seisea will certainly not be able to accomplish as much as Moshe Rabbeinu through his tefillos on behalf of all Israel. That goes without saying. But it means that the one who does Tzedakah B'Seisea, so this schus is so great, that he can achieve through that for himself more than Moshe Rabbeinu achieved for the Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael who was chitin the ego. Alright. God Elohim said, Tzedakah B'Seisea, Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu. Diyu Moshe Rabbeinu ksi, ki yogi oti mipnei Yoav Yachim. Diyu Beisei Tzedakah ksi, Matam Biseisel Yichbea, that giving Tzedakah secretly, so that has the tendency, has the capacity of subsiding anger. V'sheichat b'cheik chamo azo. Sheichat here, sometimes sheichat has an unfavorable connotation, a bribe, but sheichat really means when you give money in order to redeem yourself. But usually the word sheichat is used in an unfavorable sense. But the word sheichat can be used in a favorable sense too. In other words, ransomer. Sheichat is really ransomer. So if you give it to a judge, to an officer, so then it's a big avere. But when you give ransom money by giving to the poor, so then it's a favorable thing. So sheichat does not always have an unfavorable connotation. So the Sheikh had the Chayik Hamar, Upliga the Rabbit. So, Kabbalah says that the Oitz is not going to be saying, can subside, can bring about a subsiding of the Av and the Chayik. So, Upliga the Rabbit, Yom Rabbit, so Av Kepe, Chayim Oine Kepe, שנמא וישייך בחייק חמה אז אבא וישייך בחייק אבא וישייך איז חמה אז so in other words so Reb Yitzchok shite is that Martin is not going to say it's there can only affect a subsiding of up but not of chayim. Now, the Gemara Nidorim takes a sense as the Kashi. Tame the Gabor Nidorim and Winon the Chemo, Meisha Haodi. The Gemara says Nidorim. In connection with the Posik Hassan and Mulis, Adolf, that the Pelva said. So, the Malach wanted to destroy Moshe because he was a little neglectful in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Milet. Anyway, the Gemara says, Chemo Meisha Haodi. So the Gemara itself has the kasha. So what the Sfeisa says? Here he's saying that chaymo in the cave. So in other words, that chaymo, it's much more difficult to bring about, to affect a subsiding of chaymo than it is to affect a subsiding kofar. And then the Gemara says on the contrary that chaymo meishon, that meisha through his tefillas achieved that Chaimo was completely negated. That Chaimo was completely negated. So we see that it's more difficult to bring about the effect, the subsiding of after of Chaimo. So the Maram, the Marshal, the owner of the Kashe against it says, the Gemore itself in Dorim as the Kashe. Chaimo Misha Roge, how can you say Chaimo Misha Roge? That Moshe, through his tefillas, so was able to bring about a negation of chaymo, but Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ki yogeyoti mitnuah v'achaymo, ki yogeyoti mitnuah v'achaymo." So the Gemara says two shades more than one. One Moshe is three chaymo. There are two types of chaymo. One chaymo, so Misharogi Moshe negated through his tefillas, and the other chaymo, so in respect to the other chaymo, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ki yogiyotim the other chaymo." And the other Moshe in Gemara is very strange. I mean, so the other Moshe in Gemara is a gunded chaymo. In other words, chaymo itself, so Moshe negated, Moshe arogei. But the army of chaymo, that Moshe didn't negate, the army of chaymo. In other words, as if chaymo is a general, I mean, so in a figurative way, chaymo is described as a general. So Moshe negated the chaymo itself, but the army remained active, the army of chaymo. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ki yogeyotim the avachem." So the question is, so they raise, the Maram raises the question against Tetzes. Why does Tetzes say here? The attainment, very carbon, the door, and the chaim of Misha Rogi. No, but, so there are two Mishayas in the Gemara. So Trey Chaimah. So Trey Chaimah. So the Maram gives the Tetzes Kashi is directed against the second washing in the door. That the Gemara says that Gunde the Chaim, that Misha Rabbeinu said, Ki yogeyoti mipnei Yoav v'achemo. Ki yogeyoti mipnei Yoav v'achemo. So that means, the kasha of Tesis is, from this Gemara it appears. From this Gemara it appears that chemo is more fearful tonight, because Roman Doma says that a Marcus Lokebisetzer has the capacity of subsiding up, but not of subsiding chaymo. And There, from the Gemara in Dorim, it appears this is the teretz of the Maran. There, from the Gemara in Dorim, it appears that Av is more fearful, is more strict than Chemo, because in respect to Av, so no one says Meshavim. Nothing, I mean, no one says Meshavim, except the Chemo. So the Chemo itself, Meshavim negated, but just the good that the Chemo remained active. So we see that Av is more fearful than Chemo, whatever it means. This is how the Maran explains this. All right, now we have to understand what does Tov mean. I mean, Tri Chemo Have, I mean, one Rashi says Tri Chemo Have, and another Rashi says that Chemo Haroge, Moshe Rabbeinu was able through his tefillas, so to negate Chemo itself, but he was not able to negate the power of the army of Chemo. What does it all mean? Now, Matins Gokeb is saying that Rabbi Yehuda says in Shari Tshuva, there are certain abeiras, the Tshuva in Dibni in Kippur is not mechaper kapor anymore. Let's see how you would fix it to Mrs. Beth. So only Yisur Mimamri. So when does one get the kapor anymore even if he did Tshuva, only if the Tshuva was coupled with suffering, with Yisur. Now, suppose one is about Tshuva, so what? You can tell him, I mean, now, you want to have a kapor gmure? Well, all you have to do is to suffer. Well, there's certain suffering that comes in melee whether a person wants it or not, but to aspire to suffering, I mean, that is certainly against the deen. So, what should one do if he was unfortunately nirshoi in abiras of krisis and mrs. Bezin and he does tshuva? So, Rabbi Yehuda says, there are certain things that overcome the suffering, the suffering. That is not. It's not. So in other words, if somebody was nirshu in a virus of Mrs. Benson, so he cannot have the kaporig mule unless he has his suffering. So in order to avoid his suffering, so he has an aid. I mean, a person is not allowed to aspire towards his soul, to inflict his soul upon himself. But in order to avoid his soul and get kapor at the same time, so he should resort, he should indulge in those things that can overcome his soul. What can overcome his soul? Stoke. Stoke attack from the mothers, and stoke can overcome, can save the person from his soul. So melee, even if a person was nirshul naveles of this is Mrs. Bezin, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Shai Tshuva." So if he indulges in stock, in other words, he does stock in more than an ordinary person is mechuyev. The stock that every person is mechuyev to give 1/10 or 1/5, I mean that. So he's mechuyev without naveles. So that is, but to indulge more than what is ordinarily mechuyev. So that will be able to overcome the Yisurim and not have kaporet. So what does it mean? The tzedakah is mechape. So that means the tzedakah is mechape in lieu of Yisurim. The same kaporet that Yisurim can affect, so tzedakah can affect. So in other words, they are onshin b'dei shamayim, they are onshin b'dei odom, I mean, the halacha provides for certain kind of onshin. All kinds of onshin. He said, Malkes and the Makas Maladus. So, onshin, whether it's B'nai Shamayim or it's B'nai Yodom, can be meted out on three different grounds. One Michayev of onshin, whether it's onshin B'nai Shamayim or onshin B'nai Yodom, let's say Mrs. Best normal case. So one mechayev, what is the mechayev of onshin of that of Mrs. Best of Malkes? Kapor. So in other words, one mechayev of onshin is one purpose of onshin that is meted out by the Ashbocheh is kapor. In other words, The Ashbacha is certainly not interested in the comet. I mean, the Ashbacha is interested in meeting out vengeance. I mean, that's inconceivable. So, why does the Ashbacha punish a person for his averes? Why? So one reason is why the Ashbacha punishes a person for his averes in order that the punishment should be mechaper. So in suing, I mean, the punishment, every punishment is Yisurim. So Yisurim is Mechav. That's one Mechayim of Onshin. Whether it's Onshin B'Shamayim or Onshin B'Yonah. Another Mechayim, another reason of Onshin by the Hashbacha is in order to motivate a person towards Tshuva. Yishman Yishur Malibot, so it means even Jews, I mean, who stood at the foot of Sinai and who proclaimed Nazir Nishma, so many times, because of affluence, they become arrogant and they become very wicked. A person, that's human nature. Yishman Yishur Malibot. So in other words, the Hashbacha meets out punishment and Yisur upon a person in order to impel him, torture in order that he should mend his ways. He should mend his ways. And then, that's Kechot. So in other words, one Mechayev of Onshin is Kechot. Another Mechayev of Onshin is Kechot. And another Mechayev of Onshin is Midamitz, as a deterrent. In other words, let's say, if people keep on being wicked and committing all kinds of sins, and they're not punished, so then others will be induced to emulate the example of the wicked people. So in the melee, the Ashbacha meets out the punishment against people in order to deter other people from emulating the example of the heretofore wicked people. So in other words, so every punishment has a purpose. What are the different purposes of punishment of Yisurim? Of Yisurim, I'm talking now about Yisurim Bil Mazeh. Yisurim Bil Avod, that is something that is completely obscure and transcendental. I mean, we don't know, we cannot even, mention the guidelines. So, but about Onshin Beyom Hazeh, so there are three purposes. There are three purposes that Ashbacha has in Onshin Beyom Hazeh. One is Kapore, so sometimes a certain person suffers, whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew, so he suffers in order to have Kapore, and then it is for his benefit. Sometimes a person suffers and is punished as a tochache, in order that he should be impelled, he should be motivated to tshuva, and sometimes not that this person should be impelled to tshuva, but as a deterrent against us. Now, so it seems now, the Gemara talks of Av and of Chemo. And according to one washing, the Gemara in Dorim, there are two Chemos. One Chemo, Meisha Rabbeinu through his tefillas negated, Meisha Hoge, and the other Chemo not. What is it? What does it all mean? So, in other words, what does it mean? Chavina. I mean, Av. In other words, when people sin, so the Ashbacha meets out the punishment against him. So that's an expression of Av. So, but when people sin and the Ashbacha meets out punishment against the people who sin, so then it is grounded in one of three purposes. Either Biteras Kapore or Biteras Kekoche, in order to impel him to Tshuva, or in order to deter others, because if the people who sin suffer and they are punished, so then other peoples will be deterred. Other people will be deterred. Other people believe Torah. I mean, I'm not trying to understand Kashya the Rachmone, but there is no doubt that what is happening today in the world events, with the Iranian crisis, and so is a good example. I mean, how the Ashkoche is punishing, I mean, all of us, I mean, the American people, because in order to deter the American government, you know, from catering, you know, to Arafat and all the Arab terrorists. I mean, there is no doubt, not that we can understand the ways of the Ashgoche, but this it can be seen, I mean, this can be established. So in other words, so the Ashgoche is punishing the American people and the American government. I mean, American people is suffering so much. I mean, the hostages have been kept by that zealot, that fanatical zealot. I mean, for months already, and nothing is done. So it's a punishment. Why is it a punishment? I wouldn't say that it's for the purpose of affecting Kapore. You know, for these people, I don't know whether they are death materia. I mean, the hostages. I mean, if the punishment is for the purpose of affecting Kapore, then that person who suffers must be on a very high madrigal. So it's probably for the purpose of deterring the American government from its policy of catering to Arafat and all the Muslim murderers. So in other words, so apparently Af represents a punishment from the Hashgoche, for the purpose, so a punishment for the purpose of Kapor. So this is what the Gemara says. Omer Ablaza, God will say, "It's not going to be said here, Yisam Nisharei." So in other words, that Yisit Yoko is Matn Biseisa Yich Be'ah. So in other words, as Rav Nini said, Nisharei Chul. If somebody, let's say, deserves, because of his avenas, he deserves his surin, so then if he got zdoke, and what kind of zdoke? Zdoke in a high form. I mean, the Rambam says, Shmeinu Ma'ali Siyesh Bizdoko, Surin Ma'ali Surin. So, Matin zdoke in the same cell that the nation doesn't know who the Mikabel is, and the Mikabel doesn't know who the nation is, as Gemara explains it, Afiut. Tafiut on the base, that's one of the highest forms of zdok. So that's Matin zdok of the same cell. So this kind of zdok eliminates Yisur. So that's the pshat. Matin the same cell yich be'ah. In other words, if on account of that a certain person deserves Yisurin in order to have kapore, so if he does Matin zdok of the same cell, so we'll have the same kapore, as if the Yisurin had overtaken him, but he will avoid Yisurin. He will avoid Yisurin. So, Visheich HaDichet Hamas. So according to Rebbe Lozo, if someone is Nisi Zdok of Yisaysia, is Zdok of Yisaysia, even though he deserves Mitzad Midas Adin Yisurin, Mitzad Midas Adin, he deserves Yisurin, so then he will avoid the Yisurin. He'll avoid the Yisurin. And he'll have Kapor anyway. And the Hashgoche will, after all, to there is clear choshes. So the Rebbeinu Shalom never forces a person to do tshuva. But there is still a concept of Avodah Zarah Misayis. So without forcing any person to be good or to be bad, so the Ashgoche many times manipulates and makes it easier for him that he should do tshuva. So in other words, so according to Rebbe Lezer, so God loyes his Zdok of Yisaysa Yisa Mishrabeinu, because Matan Zdok of Yisaysa has the capacity of subsiding Af and Chemo. Now Af is symbolic of the punishment that is meted out by the Ashgoche for the purpose of Kapor. Chemo is symbolic of a punishment that is meted out by the Ashgoche in order to impel people torture, whether to impel the sinner torture or to impel other people that they should be deterred from emulating the example of the sinful people. But up is indicative of the punishment that is meted out by the Ashgoch for the purpose of Kapor, whereas Chemo is indicative of the punishment that is meted out by Ashgoch for the purpose of impelling and inducing people to torture, that they should mend their ways. So the Gemara says, "Please, Rabbi Yitzchok, the Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Ach Kei Pechei Moed Kei Pechei, Shenema V'Sheich Ad Bechei Chamo Azo, Av Ad Pi Sheich Ad Bechei." So Chamo Ad Chei Mo Azo. So in other words, it doesn't supply. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, so the effect of Zdoke is only to avoid the Yisurim by way of Kapor. But Matnizdokim is saying, sir, if the Midas Adin dictates that certain people have to be punished in order to impel them to Tshuva or in order to induce other people to Tshuva, so then Zdokim will not avoid that. Zdokim will not avoid it, according to Rabbi. So Teitzer says the Kasha now. There the Gemara Nidovim says that Moshe Rabbeinu, through his tefillas, achieved to negate Chemo. So the Gemara gives, and then Moshe Rabbeinu himself said, "Ki yogeyotin v'la'ave Chemo." So there are two shenes in the Gemara Nidovim. One was is Chei Chemo. So one Chemo, one type of Chemo, Moshe Rabbeinu negated. That's what it means. I mean, the Mishavot, he negated that it shouldn't be meted out, that chaim. So, and the other Russian in Gemara Nidovim is Gunde de Chaim. Mishav Rabbeinu Harog El Chaim. But Gunde de Chaim. Gunde de Chaim. So what does it mean, Trei Chaim Ahav? So it seems to me that Trei Chaim Ahav means this. One Chaim is indicative of the punishment that is meted out by Ashbach for the purpose of the Choche, of motivating and empowering the sinner himself, the Chayim himself tortured. And another Chaymo is that is indicative of the punishment that is meted out by the Hashgoche against people in order to deter others. So the chemo that is symbolic of the punishment for the purpose of impelling this the chemo himself, so that is Moshe Rabbeinu Harog, that Moshe Rabbeinu negated. In other words, through his tefillas, so Moshe Rabbeinu achieved that a special midas harachmim by the Hashgoche taught Klal Yisrael that when Klal Yisrael sins and so the Hashgoche will manipulate that the Jews should do tshuva without the incentive of suffering. Without the incentive of suffering. But if the Midas Adin dictates that it is necessary for Jews to suffer in order to deter, let's say, the future generations, so that Moshe Rabbeinu did not achieve. And then the other Russian that says it Gunde de Chaimo, Moshe Rabbeinu said true that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved through his tefillas that a punishment should not be needed out for the purpose of deterring other future generations from Averes. So it means that he wasn't able to achieve that no punishment should be meted out. But Moshe Rabbeinu did accomplish through his tefillas that it was reduced the scope of the punishment was reduced to a minimum. And that is expressed figuratively by saying that Moshe Rabbeinu killed, negated the Chaimah itself, but he left the army of the Chaimah intact. In other words, in an army, so it's very strict discipline. There is a very strict discipline, in other words, and there is a special kind of discipline called martial law. That's very strict. Now, and this martial law is only enforced if, let's say, the general will persevere in executing the martial law. But if the general will look away, so then, even though he already gave instructions, the general already gave instructions to the soldiers to execute the martial law, so then it will be enforced, but not so strictly. So in other words, when the Gemara says that Gunda de Chaimah, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of the army of Chaimah, so that means that the Moshe Rabbeinu did achieve through his pillars, that the Rebbein Shalom, when he does punish Klal Yisrael in order to deter future generations from Aveiros, so the Rebbein Shalom couples that with the Midas HaRachamim. And on one hand, the Rebbein Shalom executes certain punishments, and in other situations, so the Rebbein Shalom meets out the Midas HaRachamim. So that's expressed by the expression that Chaimah itself may shalogin, may shenegate it, but the good of the Chaimah, he couldn't make it. All right. We are big planes in Kutoloni, Mizbor of Shech Brochets, Planes in Kutoloni, Mizbor of Shech Brochets, Vampais in Kutvorim, Mizbor of Yudale Brochets. So in other words, sometimes a person might not even give a penny to another because he doesn't have. But at the same time, he talks to the army in a nice way and he encourages him. So he has a bigger source than one who gives a big sum of money to an army but doesn't talk nicely to him. So, in other words, Hanis in Putaloni, so he is boy only Mishaj Rohes. But what I see with Vori, so his boy might be his boy with other boys. Of course, if he's a rich man and he can help him monetarily, and instead of helping him monetarily, he just gives him a broche, so then he's not his boy with other boys. It means if he cannot, he's not in a position to help out of he just can't. But instead, he just encourages him. And he talks nicely to him. So there, it's a bigger mitzvah than the giving of money to an oni. That is not coupled with nice words. And why is it going on with all the words? Hanei sin putalon in his boy, b'shei brochens, b'chsi val di preis, v'ro v'ach mech. V'ani v'nu rudim tov b'u b'ai, iski si rom v'chis v'sei. And why is it with vorim, all those expressions mentioned in Ishai. And why is it with vorim, so, Mizbor has also in the same chapter in Yishai. Shenema, Mishav Borov Nafshechom, Nevishnan Tazviya, Vizor Bachi Shere Rechom, Afelos Haketzarayim, Vino Chachifa Vishem Tomi. Vizbir Mitzachit Chiz Nafshechom, Vol Mchocho Vizemom, Vizidir Vizir Kim. So, there, you have there, on one hand, six expressions of Broche, and then you have 11 expressions of Broche. So the 6 expressions of Broche relate to the giving of Zdoke to Noni. And the 11 expressions of Zdoke relate to the encouraging, to one who encourages Noni, who guides Noni, even though he doesn't give. V'yom ha'rab yitzhak, my dechsim rei Zdoke v'chesim otzim tzachayim Zdoke v'chovei, mishum derim Zdoke nim tzadoke. Elo, leim aloch, כל הרי נבח הצדוקה, הקדוש ברוך הוא ממציא לו את יודו המגון עם לעציס, לא אין צדוקה, כי לא יקבל עליהם סחור. So in other words, it means, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, if someone is pursued צדוקה, even if he is a chaytein, no matter what, sometimes you find people who are very, very simple, very simple, but they do not follow the Torah at all. But they do pursue Tzedakah. They do pursue Tzedakah. Now, a year ago, and this year, I received, Shiras Brisk received $3,500 check, just at the beginning of January. And he doesn't know, and it's anonymous, he doesn't want anybody to know. And this year also, the same thing we received. Now, I found out who that person is, but he's not an Orthodox Jew, he's not an observant Jew, but he does documentation. He does not even say so. So Rabbi Yitzchok says that someone who is, so someone, this is an example of Rabbi Yitzchok's memo. In other words, that someone who pursues righteousness, even though he stands at a distance from Yiddishkeit, he doesn't know anything, is completely assimilated, but somehow the Hashgoche manipulates that he should give Zvokeh to the right people, to the right institutions. Varaya gives, he sends to Brisk. So that's because he is a reading Zvokeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzil emoiz ve'isik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzil emoiz ma'amukodim v'asis v'zvokeh. Ken kabel alim shoy. La'afuke mai, la'afuke milidog ha'shabe. Milidog ha'shabe, mai v'chsim. V'yiu m'chshol yufonecho. Beis Abcho, Asribahem, Oma Yom-Yo, Vinakonish Bochu, because Yom-Yo suffered from the Bnei Anos. So, the Anshi Anoses, so they put him in a pit, in a bay, in a dungeon, they tortured him. So Yom-Yo cursed them. He won't show you. So Yom-Yo said that even some of them, of the Anshi Anoses, will pursued Tzedakah, so the Rebbeinu Shalom should not be mizakeh them with Tzedakah, that they should be nichsh. So this is what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, that if someone is ready for Tzedakah, even though he is not ishim a mitzvah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamtzil the odom ha-begonim la'asas ha-mitzvah. All right. Rav Yishir Ben Leiv Omer, kol ha-rogi la'asas Tzedakah zeh yinche, vi-habim le-ibonim, ba-le-chochma, ba-le-yishah, ba-le-agodah, ba-le-chochma, vi-chsiv, עם צחיים בלאישה, תכסיב זדוק, בלאיד, אגודו תכסיב וכובד, כסיב אוכל וכובד, וכסיב הוסום, כחכומים ילחול. So Rashi says, בל אגודו מתיר שאין דעשון ילומד שכן סלאי, חקל מחבל איזו. In other words, אם בל הלוכה, so many Jews does not show the proper respect of בל הלוכה, because he doesn't understand the depth of בל הלוכה. But אגודו is easier to understand. Because it appeals to the heart of every person, whether a Jew is learned or is ignorant, he still becomes inspired and impressed with Dibrei Haggadah. So in other words, proficiency in Haggadah is conducive to glory, but proficiency in Halacha is not always conducive to glory. Tanya, Hoy Rabbi Yair, Yesh Leli Baladim Voshim. What's the Baladin? Who is the Baladin? Baladin Rosh Ha'ir Kichot. So, Yesh Leili Baladin Loshim V'Lei Malachot. Ina Lekeichem Meir Vanim Mipnimayim Mifamison. In other words, so that could be used as an argument. And that could be used as an argument that Gemara mentions the argument raised by Tonus Chupes HaRosh before Rabbi Akiva. In other words, that it isn't even proper to support the poor. Because after all, if one believes in Ashkocha Proti, so if any person is poor, so that's the Ashkocha, that he has to be poor. So it's a punishment for his Averes. So the Rotzen Aver is that he should be poor. So how does one dare and try to make him rich? Well, I mean, you could raise the same argument about curing sick people. I mean, somebody is sick. So, and then the Rifi, the doctor comes and cures him. So he wants counter, so you could raise the argument that he wants counter to the Rosh Hashem. As a matter of fact, there is one Pshat Rashi. The Gemara says, "In the coming Perek Achevi, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, mikan shenitno shenos notero b'shus l'reifei l'rabeis." So that l'rabeis. So why do we have to resort to b'shus for a special license that the reifei has to be given a license to be the Rabbi? I mean, of course, I mean it's the greatest thing in the world. So Rashi has two choices. Why do we need a posik that nit no yishus le'reitim rabbis? One pshat is a very simple pshat, and that's the pshat of most Hashem, because many times, especially when the Reifi performs an operation, so sometimes Rachmana Litzlan, something happens, and the simplest operation, sometimes a person dies from a very simple operation. He gets a blood clot, I mean, so a very simple operation. So the question is, how is a doctor allowed, you know, to perform an operation or to prescribe a certain medicine, and sometimes certain medicines might be detrimental. There are certain people who become sick as a result of certain antibiotics, of, let's say, of penicillin. So if somebody already became sick, so then he knows he's allergic to penicillin. But there is always a first time. So how can a doctor prescribe a medicine? I mean, even to prescribe penicillin. Maybe he's allergic, and then maybe he'll become swollen up completely. I mean, it happens to many people. So whenever a doctor resorts to refuel, to cure it, so he always stays serious. Some maybe we could say, let him be Shalot Isaac. So that's why the Torah had to give issues. But then there's another chapter, Rashi, because I could say, since he was made sick by the Hashgoche, so Mimele, if a doctor cures him, he in effect, in a certain sense, runs counter to the Otzma Beret. So it's the same argument. So the Torah says, you're happy. It's true. People suffer, and because of that, they are poor, and they are sick, and they are this, and they are that. But our obligation is to cure the sick and to alleviate the needs of the poor, the suffering of the poor and the one who suffers. So, but there is some logic in that argument. So in other words, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, when he created the world and he created man, he didn't create the world in a perfect form. Ashavor Lekimasi says, the Chizkuni says. So in other words, he created the world in a very imperfect form, and especially man. He created man in a very imperfect state, physically and spiritually, with all kinds of instincts and animalistic instincts. Why? Because eventually he could have created man in a perfect form, but then there would be no purpose in the creation of man. So the purpose of the creation was that man should become a partner of the Kama Yochel. So that's why certain people are poor, but we have to help them and to eradicate poverty. Certain people are sick, but it's our obligation to eradicate sickness and to cure the sick people, to alleviate the suffering of the suffering people. So, So, I mean, Tronoskopis was a smart man, he was a Moshe, but he was very smart. So he said, Adarabe, because of that, people, the Rebbeinu Shalom was mitzvah the people that they should do zloke to matzil them from the Shoganim. But people, what are the facts of life? People, most people are not trying to help out the poor people. So they become more and more sinful. So it's not. So they become mechuyim with the Meshogel. Em shelach tzotu neskupis ha-moshe se. Em shelach ha-moshu, l'mo ad ha-vadeine, l'mel ha-mos ha-vadom, shekol ha-sal avdei, v'chof shirin v'isa asuri, v'tzivu ha-lof shalui la-achiri, v'shalui la-ashkei se, v'yolach ha-damechot